Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is C, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. And I am really excited. This is very timely because many people across the world are focused on a death of a person that has done a lot of good for humanity. And why I'm so excited is that, one, we have Nelson Mandela in the Bardo, as I would say, he's in the house. And that's really exciting for those that understand what that means. And for those parents that will be thinking about having a baby in the next couple months, it's very exciting for you too. So I'll explain a little bit more what that means. But tonight, you know, my inspiration for this is twofold. One, to again, just really put a little emphasis on how important it is to think about death and why that is important on a daily basis, because we don't know when we're going to leave, and it's good to be prepared for something that we know we're all going to do. Thinking about how prepared you get to go on a trip, how prepared you get to tend to things at work, how prepared you get to have a baby, but people don't think about getting prepared for death. And so I'm really passionate about this topic. The reason is because what happens is when we start to prepare for death is we start to change some of our behaviors. I often see this when I work with people in their last days of life or months or last year of life, is that they start to let go of things and they start to really remember what's important. So that leads us to our crown, our highest self. And tonight, I am hoping to inspire you just to jovially or playfully think about that highest self and think about what that means. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a little random rap, and he has a song, For My Corpse. And I played this before, and I love this song just because it was a great transition song on so many levels. So while we listen to the song and dive into the subject matter of our highest self and the contemplation of death, is that I want you to think about your inner code of ethics, your codes of conduct. This is another thing that we don't think about. A lot of people like to hedge their bet on theological beliefs and thinking that if they go to their temple, to their sanctuary, to their church, to their synagogue once a week, that that's good enough, and they don't have to abide by that theology's rules or beliefs or inspirations during the week. And that's not how we evolve as a society. By aspiring to do more, to be better, is how we evolve as a society. So that's what I hope to inspire you. I have a good friend. He always says, come on, step it up a notch. So I'm hoping that we can all step it up a notch. So as we dive into this segment, I'd love it for you just to think about what your code of ethics are and what is really important for you to embody here this time around, especially when everyone's looking to a great leader and everyone can be that great leader in every moment of their life. So take a deep breath, breathe in and out, and connect to that crown, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. So, For My Corpse by Random Rav, and hopefully in that moment you're able to connect for a moment to that highest self and remind yourself what is important to you, what are your inner code of ethics, and are you living them out on a daily basis, and where are you having to compromise, and why? And I promise you, if you don't want to compromise, that you will be supported one way or the other. So it's a great thing to think about on a daily basis. Excuse me, I'm suffering from a little throat reaction today. You can think about this on a daily basis, what your highest good is, what is the best you that can show up. And if you do have a faith system, then really go into that and really embody the teachings. Not just part of them, all of them. And that's what can start to shape-shift our society. It's when we compromise, when we say, oh, when I get to this, then I'll do that. Oh, when I get to that, then I can relax. And it doesn't work that way. We can't keep just turning the cheek. We'll never reach that crown. And this can take many, many lifetimes. And if you don't believe in many lifetimes, then that's okay. But know that many systems, like Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic system, Buddhist system, Taoist systems, clearly show reincarnation. And if you look at your child or children or a friend or even within yourself about things that feel familiar, but you have no reason to have that familiar feeling in this lifetime, those are indicators that you've experienced something before, your soul body has. So by doing this, what happens is then we start to align and purify and live a life that's more holistic and aligned with our highest self, which will improve our quality of living and will improve the world around us bit by bit. It's a ripple effect. So that's point number two. One tonight is just to think about it for a while, to think about how you want to improve and take little steps. You don't have to take big ones. But no, say if part of your code is ethics not to lie, but you notice that you lie inadvertently, then start working on it. Ask yourself, why am I not telling the truth right now? And you might find out, oh, I'm scared they won't appreciate me, or they won't value my services. Whatever it might be, or if your code of ethic is not to steal, and then you find yourself stealing, maybe not in an overt way, like going and robbing a bank, but you may be taking from others in different ways. Really refine it, and you'll notice as you move to that refinement, you will have to refine those little intricacies of taking or not telling truth, and really bring it into integrity. As you do, that makes your entire way of living more refined, more vibrating at a state of someone that we perceive as greatness, like Nelson Mandela, or Alma, or anyone that you might hold in high regard. And again, it's not to put these people on a high pedestal. Wouldn't it be great if everyone would just rise up to their highest potential in every moment? And that doesn't mean to achieve a million goals. It means to rise up to your highest level of service to self and others. So from here, we're going to segue over to that contemplation of death. Again, as I mentioned, that oftentimes when people are getting ready to pass, they have a life review. They have regrets. They have things they need to make peace with. And they have things that they still want to complete. Now, if on a daily basis we really contemplate our death and what that would mean, then we can start to get more comfortable with the concept. And when you bring awareness there, then there are additional reveals. Remember that we do live in a quantum existence. So one person's perception is going to be a different than another. And if you have a faith system, I guarantee you that that quantum holographic image might be there for you, regardless of what's behind it. So to start thinking about and that death is really, really important. And it's pretty funny, I have no voice for this episode at this time. What we're going to do right now is we're going to play a song by, it's called Death Song, and I really like it. It's called City in Color, and this artist is really amazing. While you listen to Death Song, I just want you to contemplate your own death. See what comes up, see what arises, and then we'll come back and we'll reconnect to what that is. And if it totally scares you, then just listen to the song. But really try to contemplate your death and what does that mean, and what rises up right now are things you should address. So with that being said, take a deep breath to sit back and connect to a death song.
Collapsing into this place of
All right. So this is crazy. She's talking about death. That's Death Song by City and Color with her raspy Demi Moore voice. So we are thinking about death for many reasons, and not to be morbid or be a downer. It's actually when you can kind of get excited about being comfortable with this topic that there's true freedom, because you think about most of the things that keep us stopped in our tracks is a fear of losing someone, a fear of having something happen to ourselves. And so when we can get comfortable with this part of our life that's inevitable, then we can live more freely. And there's, like I said, two parts to this equation. If you can think about your death, but also think about your code of ethics, your highest self, how can you serve self and others and embody that in all you do? And that does not take a big action plan. It's a simple thing to do. Let the spy team one step after another. And so what we're going to do is tonight I was going to shine a little bit more of a light on play for peace, but I'm going to wait till I have a little bit more of a voice. I have an interesting, I don't know, I'm having to evaluate my throat chakra, I guess, right now, is this week. So in order to not hinder all of your ears, what we're going to do is we're going to sign out tonight with a Tara song. It's about 11 minutes. I would love for you to use it as a meditation to contemplate these two topics. One, your code of ethics. How can I embody them? Where am I not fully embodying those ethics, and how can I move forward and be more integrity, more in congruency with myself? You're going to feel better about yourself when you operate from there. And then number two is, how can I contemplate my death, and what does that mean? And the reason I'm not going into too much detail, we'll go further detail into what that means. Yeah, there's people that have written books and talk about seeing the white light and coming back. There's much more that happens after that point. But the idea is to get comfortable just with the idea of leaving your body and saying goodbye to this life. And then as we keep doing these life cycles, we'll go a little bit deeper into what that means. But this is a really beautiful tandem formula. If you come in alignment with that crown, how do you want to serve here? It doesn't take a great giant nonprofit organization to serve. You can do it every minute and every second you can be serving. And the simplest way to serve is clearing that mind and clearing that heart. And by doing that, you'll be preparing yourself for a beautiful death. And by getting more comfortable with the topic of death, by getting more comfortable with leaving your body and also knowing when you're to leave your body, saves yourself a lot of hardship and struggle. I remember when my brother was passing, before he passed, he said to me, I guess if I was really a good Buddhist, I would just lie down and die. But he still felt himself grasping, wanting a little bit longer, a little bit more. And even if it was just a year, even if it was just a week, and that's natural. That's what we all do. If we're falling off a cliff, we'll grab on. If we're going underwater, we'll grab on. So by getting more comfortable, then we'll have an understanding, oh, this is my time to go. I can relax into it. I can surrender. And sometimes we have warnings, and sometimes we don't. So the best thing to do is find that inner peace with this topic, and then you can go into the next with so much glory. So I'm quite certain Nelson Mandela has done that. I think he feels pretty good about this lifetime. And if not, he has a big crowd rooting for him. So as we exit out tonight, we're going to listen to the White Tara Mantra. This invokes love and compassion. First and foremost, let's have compassion for ourselves. Let's have love for ourselves. Then we can authentically give that to others. When we feel that peace with ourselves, we're not going to be so inclined to go out and attack other people, put them down. We will realize, wow, okay, I'm good, and wow, they're not, and that's okay. I'm going to send them love. I'm going to send them compassion because they're hurting or they're not comfortable yet. So that's all I have to say tonight. I don't think my throat is going to go much longer.
But until next time, this is she signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a big smile, and a namaste. Sit back and just follow your breath with this Waitara and connect to the mother, connect to your mother, connect to the womb, and connect with departure. Thank you once again for being here.
Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mamayu Pujana Putin Kuruswa.
Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Mama Ayu Kuri Jana Pudin Kuru Swa. Thank you.